It's music by Senior Old with All In You, vocals by Kemi Chianda. Let's check in with you that's out on this hustle, out on the streets, and you're hustling and you're getting things right while listening to us.
Let's check in with the cool kids who stay locked in while on their hustle. It's time for Fresh from the Office.
It's 9:31. Thank you so much for choosing us. It has been an interesting week in terms of a Fresh from the Office. We spoke to people with diverse careers this week, and today is no different, all right? Mm. We've got someone that is a civil engineer.
Mm-hmm.
He's a civil engineer. While at it, he also does consultancy work, right? So if you need a bit of advice, John Kalenga is the guy that you call. I'm with you, John.
Yes, NSK.
How's the morning, Buta?
Morning is good, man. How are you guys doing in the studio?
I know, we're good.
Fantastic. Now, John, let's get right into it. You say you're a civil engineer, ne?
100%.
What exactly do you do, and how long have you been doing this?
Okay, so basically, I'm a civil engineer by profession.
Okay.
It's basically a combination, actually, civil and structural, to say. That's basically your guy that does the designing for your civil services. That is now water, stormwater roads, and in terms of structural, that's basically now buildings, bridges, and those kind of stuff.
Mm.
And I've basically been in the industry for right about, I graduated in 2012, so this will be what, roughly 10, 11 years?
10, 11 years.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so Kalenga, from where?
I'm from up north, in a tiny but not so tiny village called Tiasa, just round about Tokahaude.
Oh, you're in Ganjera. No, Leicester, man. Did you also go to our wedding there by East Squid? Is Ekanjo your cousin?
Ekanjo is my cousin, but I was a bit far that whole week with work and stuff, so I missed the wedding. But no, we are family here.
Oh, okay.
Bye, Siri. Next time, please invite Fresh Breakfast also.
Now you guys are just take a talk,
man. Talk to your people. now check this out, John. What does your day to day look like? I'm gonna say, okay, sharp, off to the office. Put on the helmet thingy. Was it the protective gear thingy? I don't make me understand, Buta, your day-to-day.
Yeah.
How does it look like?
So, basically the day usually may be spread between office hour and site works. So depending on your morning schedule, perhaps you start off at site where you basically go do some site supervision, observe what the guys are doing, do some quality control check, and basically just give them a go-ahead depending on the scope of that day. And maybe you head off to the office, attend to your emails, attend to a design, if there's a design that need to be executed, and also visit clients and attend to meetings.
Yeah. So maybe let me know, as a civil and structural engineer, what is the one thing you can never run out of?
Look, we have... can't say it's a personal joke or is it a civil engineer joke.
Okay, let us eat.
We usually say doctor are some people that can hide their mistakes, as we cannot hide our mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
Eventually, if you fuck up, forgive the language.
Language.
So eventually, if you mess up on a bridge or a building, it will collapse.
Okay, it makes
one
sense.
One thing that you cannot hide away, you cannot run away from.
Mm.
Now, real quick, you mentioning all the structures and so on. What's the famous structure that you've worked on since 2012? What's that structure that we drive past every day, and then we don't even know it? It was John's hands there. It was John's brains there.
Mm.
Most of my school was basically based on health infrastructure and schools.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So among that, I have two major schools in the country that I'm proud of. I won't specifically say which school and whatnot, but
okay, at least give us the region. At least in which region?
One is in the north and one is up south. One is in Karas and one is in Oceana region.
Okay. All right, cool. No problem.
Aye.
Okay, so you've been doing this for about...
Ekanjo is listening.
Oh, I can't you text?
You see? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. No, yeah, I was just saying that your cousin is listening. He's quicker. Let me stop talking.
I'll have to send them my apology for not attending his wedding.
Attending the wedding.
You see, we can't even gossip nicely now. Everyone is listening. Bye, Shiri. Now, John, real quick, where do you envision yourself in the next 2 to 5 years? I mean, you've been doing this since 2012.
Yeah.
Do we see your own firm, or do we see perhaps maybe international shows? What are we looking at?
The vision is always to be the guy or the company, you understand? And in terms of firm, I actually do years on my own firm, but the market currently is a bit volatile, so I was caught between construction and consultants work, basically, or consultants firm. So in terms of the next few years, I'll probably have to focus on one or co-manage the other one, or literally have an umbrella of the two where we focus on now, like you have a one-stop firm where you come in for all your construction or all your consultants working one. It actually made it easy for the coordination between the contractor and the engineers before you go out on site. So yeah, I would try to find a way to actually merge those two industries.
All right.
Now, do you know the game of anything but correct, Buddha?
Okay, I think I tune in one of the good days here.
Yeah, okay. So just to reiterate once again, you are not allowed to give us correct answers. You give us incorrect answers when you ask you questions, okay? Answers, okay? And in between answering the questions, you are not allowed to pause. So you must immediately answer when we ask your question.
The pressure.
I'm getting worse.
That's the spirit. Are you ready?
I'm ready, NSK.
Okay, let's do this. Your timer starts right now. Now, John.
Yes.
Real quick, when is Independence Day in Namibia?
2012.
No, give me an exact date.
29. April 1992.
All right. Namibia recently beat Burundi in the AFCON group games. Is it true or false?
That is false.
All right. 1 + 3 = 5. King Tidi is a well-known youth politician from Nuru Party. True or false?
True.
Okay. Gaza is running for president.
True.
Who was South Africa's first president?
Yeah, time.
You nailed it.
Come on, Julius Malema.
Julius Malema. Yes. Take your W, my guy. You got your W. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Who's it that you want to send a shout out to today, Buddha?
Basically, just to my circle, people that actually believe me and have confidence in me and all that. And basically also just to the people out there that are trying and hustling, man. So keep your hands up. One day, it will happen.
CNJ, that's the spirit, man. John, thank you so much, my guy. We appreciate you. Keep doing the good work. And once you hit those international shows, don't forget us as Unbelief.
As Unbelief.
Hopefully, man. Definitely, man. Thanks, guys, for calling me. And it was a pleasure talking to you guys, man.
All right, cool. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.
Hello, King Price Insurance.
Hi, my name's Peter and...
All hail King Peter.